Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tasmia and Em with your 8am Zedlines. For your local news, there are two major protests this week to pay attention to. Meanjin School Strike for Climate are protesting this Friday the 13th from 1pm to 3pm at Queen's Gardens as part of the Global Day for Climate Justice with Fridays for Future. Queensland school students are striking from school to demand climate action from the Australian government. This Saturday, the 14th, the Growing Forward rally and march to save Kurilpa Gardens is occurring, gathering at Binyapa Park in West End at 1pm to march to McNab to demand hands-off Kurilpa Commons. Kurilpa Gardens, a local neighbourhood gardening initiative, is being threatened by construction developer McNab, who is planning on tearing down the last affordable apartment block in West End, evict the current tenants, and replace the community-run gardens next door with luxury apartments. The neighbourhood, tenants, gardeners, and community ask to bring your pitchforks, bring your rakes, bring your wheelbarrows.
And in national news, anti-war activists will attempt to disrupt the Land Forces Defence Conference in Melbourne this week and conduct citizens' arrests on attendees from weapons companies displaying their deadly technology. A blockade will occur, obstructing organisations that aid and assist in genocide. The anti-war group Disrupt Land Forces have circulated wanted posters featuring prominent defence industry leaders, including retired politician Christopher Pyne. A large police presence is expected. A specialist daycare program for young people with autism in Victoria has been cut due to changes in the National Disability Insurance Scheme. These changes include services such as how participant eligibility is assessed, the types of support that can be funded, and how participant funding is allocated. The ABC says classes at the Autism Specialist Early Learning Centre at the La Trobe University will not be available next year as a result of these changes. Under these new rules, fees associated with specialist childcare services will not be covered. La Trobe University said the decision to close classes will start from next year to avoid risking future disruption.
This next story mentions themes of cyber sexual abuse. In international news, South Korean university students continue to be under investigation after a series of online groups began sharing deep fake pornography of university, high school, and middle school students. Police are investigating deep fake porn rings at two of the nation's top universities and are considering opening an investigation into messaging app Telegram for its lack of action against them. During the investigation, police revealed that well over 500 schools and universities were targets for the perpetrators, many of whom are teenagers themselves. The South Korean president called for the young men to be better educated about sexual abuse. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight drizzle expected at 9 a.m. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.